Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. Today we're talking about wholesaling real estate step by step. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? So today I have this topic, wholesaling real estate step by step, that I want to cover. Step by step, honestly, there's about three core steps in wholesaling, but I have these three questions here that I'm gonna answer, okay? But before I get into the questions and the answers, let me just first of all give you a background of what wholesaling is. I personally think that old school wholesaling is dead. So the three steps I'm gonna be sharing with you, I'm gonna accent it a little bit with digital age. We're in a different space. When I started back in 2005, and that first 3 years was a hell of a ride, over $3 million in sales. But things have changed significantly since then, and I find out the hard way after spending $25,000-$30,000 and wasting it completely on whole school methods of doing wholesaling. So I want to share with you on today's episode exactly how you want to approach this business, okay, this business model, with the digital age in mind, social media in mind. I mean, obviously things are different. Everyone is glued to their phone, and people are paying less and less attention to other forms of media and advertising. And at the end of the day, you are in the business of marketing, and a lot of people don't realize that when you come into the game of wholesaling real estate, you're not exactly a real estate professional. As a matter of fact, that's a minimum wage job. You are trying to build a business, and in order for you to understand that properly, you need to understand that you are in the marketing game, and the better you are at marketing, the better you're gonna be in the business, the higher your profits are gonna be. At the end of the day, what you're looking to do is maximize profit. So the three steps to real estate is really to real estate wholesaling. Wholesaling real estate is just like any wholesaling. You buy something for less than what it's actually worth, and then you sell it at less than what it's actually worth to cash buyers, to people that can pick it up from your hands. Almost instantly, because it's such a good deal. It's such a good deal. What does that mean? I gotta give you numbers. So, because people are gonna throw that word or phrase all over the place, good deal, good deal, good deal, but they never really take the time to explain what that means in numbers, okay? And that's what I wanna do on this video, okay? First of all, you're gonna find a deal at 65 cents on a dollar minus the repair cost. So, if a property was worth a dollar, just for simplicity's sake, right? Or let's say $100,000, right? If your property is worth $100,000, you're looking to pick up that property at $65,000 minus the repair cost. How much is it going to take to get the property up, painting, carpet, any repair that it needs to sell in a regular market, right? And when I say sell in the regular market, something that you can list on the market that would take 60 to 100 days and will sell at top dollars. Whatever that price is the fair market value price of the property. Now you're looking to purchase the property at 65% of that price, the fair market value, minus the repair cost to get it up to market standard, right? So whatever that is what you're willing to pay for it. So again, if a property is worth $100,000 in a good market, ready to sell 60 to 100 days, you're looking to pick up the property at $65,000. If the property needs about $15,000 of work, you have to take that out of the $65,000. You're looking to pick up the property at about 65 minus $15,000 of repair. That's $50,000, okay? Why would you want to do that? Because you want to release the property. You want to get that in the hands of a cash buyer, an investor who is ready to repair the house, a rehabber who is going to rehab the property. You want to get that in their hands for around 75 cents on the dollar, okay? They will pick up the property between 70 to 75 cents on the dollar. The spread between the 50 to 65% and 70 to 75 is your money. That's how you make money. You make money in the middle. So you don't really have to invest a lot, okay, to get this going, to finding the deals. So as far as step by step, you find a deal, 65 cents on a dollar minus the repair cost. That's the first step. The second step is to contract the deal. You got to put that in writing, okay? Hey, you agree to sell me your house at $50,000, which is $65,000 minus $15,000 of repair. You don't have to share that with the seller. You're not, as a matter of fact, you're not going to be sharing that with them. That's your personal analysis of what the property is worth. They give the house for $50,000 to sign a contract. Now, why would somebody in their right mind decide to sell you a property, right, that's worth $100,000, that's $50,000? Why would they? Because usually they are in a distressed situation. They are holding on to a property that's absolutely sucking their energy, sucking up their money, sucking up their lifestyle. They may have other problems. They may be going through divorce. They may be in pre-foreclosure. They may have inherited a home that they don't really want, right? In an area that they don't have access to easily. Maybe they live in South Carolina and this house is in New Jersey and they don't want to deal with it, right? So they would rather give you a property. Yes, to you it's worth $100,000, and to whoever buys the property later on, but to them it's worth nothing. So it's actually a blessing that they're giving you the house for $50,000. That's why somebody will sell the property for a lot less than what it's worth. The third step is to flip that contract to the rehabbers, okay? To rehabber, sometimes to a hand retail buyer, okay? A hand retail buyer that's looking for a good deal. It's a property worth $100,000, they're picking it up for $80,000. They're happy, okay? It's a deal. They put the carpet in, they do some paintings, $5,000. They just picked up a property at $20,000 discount, okay? So why wouldn't somebody pay for that? Again, you're the one facilitating all of this and making all of this happen. That's why you're making money in between, okay? Now you may say, but you're not a realtor. Do you have to be licensed? No, you don't have to be licensed, because in essence, you are picking up equitable interest. You're actually signing a contract, okay, as if you are going to be purchasing the property. And in fact, you're going to be purchasing the property in partnership with the end buyer, okay? So your interest in the property is not the fiduciary interest of the seller, okay? Your interest in the property is the equity. You put the property under actual purchase contract, okay? Because you have a network of buyers looking for properties like this all the time. They partner with you, they buy the property, they pay you off out of the deal. That's simply what is going on here, okay? And it's absolutely legal. Obviously, there's some certain details into how you structure the contract depending on what state you're in, and that's what depends. But that's all besides the point. Your main job as a wholesaler in real estate is not the contract, it's not the legalities. That's the job of lawyers to do. Your main job is step number one, and that's finding the deals, okay? Finding the deals. And the way I like to find deals in this time and age is digitally, not through direct mail, not through bandit signs. I like to find them digitally on the phone. And if you want to learn how to do that, you want to make sure you go through the link on the bottom of the screen. That's olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go to learn how to generate leads online, on Google, on YouTube, generate prospects that are ready to give you the house at 50 to 65 cents on a dollar. And that's something I cover extensively in that free class. Okay, so let me answer some of these questions right now. I have some questions that came in and I want to answer them before we move on forward. Okay, so here we go. The first question is from a person called Steve. How do you handle petitioners who don't have a price but want to sell? They don't have a price, but they want to sell. Yeah. Chances are maybe they're desperate, maybe, right? Because usually people that are not motivated, right, they have a price, right? They have an idea of what they want. If somebody want to get rid of a property and they don't have a price, that's exactly what we're looking for. So they want to sell, they don't have a price, they just don't know how to go about coming up with a price. Well, that's your job, okay? Your job is to help them do analysis of the comparables in the area, and then you do an analysis of the repair that the property needs and how long it will take them to list it on the market, 60 to 100 days, provided it's listed at the right price. And, you know, usually they don't want to wait. So if they don't want to wait, you say, hey, I know you probably don't want to wait for the market. This is what the market is saying. For someone like you, you're an investor and you're picking up properties at a discount because you're going to put in the work. You're going to hold on to it. It's going to cost you money to hold on to it. And then you just give them a justification on paper and you give them the price you're willing to pay. That makes your life a lot more easier. So, would you suggest? Okay, so that's the second question. So the answer to that is that's good news. If somebody doesn't have a price and they want to sell, that's motivation. Okay, what you need to be doing is giving them the price based on a simple analysis and then put it on a contract. Okay, now the second question here, would you suggest wholesaling under LLC or corp, a corporation, right? I suggest LLC. Start with the LLC and you want to make it an S corp. Especially if you're a single man business and you're running small, you want to pretty much start with an LLC, an S corporation. You do definitely want to check with the lawyer, okay? If it's that serious for you of an answer that you need to check with the lawyer. If you're pulling and you're pushing a significant amount of money already, make sure you check with the lawyer in your local state on exactly. But typically, you're looking for LLC with an S corp, okay? The last but not least, is this a question? I'm not even sure if it's a question, but I wanted to comment on it. There's a comment that came in one of the videos. I'm getting a 7.5 response rate from Yellow Letters, but the problem is, okay, the problem is the leads suck, okay? And that this is not the first time I'm hearing something like that. And I've been warning people about that for a long time. So this person is sending out yellow letters, spending hard-earned money, okay? At least 40 to 49 cents per letter, right? Maybe cheaper if they're doing bulk, right? But bottom line is that direct mailing is overpriced. There are better ways to market these days. Without you having to spend such an amount of money on direct mailing. Direct mailing is overpriced for multiple different reasons. Obviously, a lot of big businesses are doing it, okay? But for so many of you that are in the wholesaling real estate market, you don't have that kind of deep pocket. And plus, you have an edge. You have time luxury, unlike the big gurus, right? And you can learn how to market online. Market online, let the big gurus and the newbies who have never seen this video before, let them send all the yellow letters. Let them do all those sendings, right? And then when people come back on Google, because that's where all the prospects are coming back to do research anyway, voila, you show up and you give them a what we call an irresistible offer, and then they call you, and then you are legally stealing that prospect away from other people spending all that money. If you want to learn how to do that, you want to go to olatalks.com/mastermind and register for the free class on how to attract quality prospects from the internet, from Google, from search engines, from YouTube. Okay, so yes, you're going to get 7.5 response rate. I actually don't believe that number because I don't think you're counting properly. I don't believe that number. And even if that number was real, like you just admittedly said here, the leads suck. Well, because they're testing you. They're testing. They pick up the phone. They're testing. They're probably receiving a bunch of letters too, because you're not the only one sending letters to them. A lot more people, because the gurus continue to teach around in seminars around the country. A lot more people are sending these letters. So they called because they're curious. And what you're going to have is because they're curious. A bunch of people with the same letterhead, with the same tone around the letter. I can help you get rid of your house. I can help you find solution to your pre-foreclosures. All these things, right? They see the same thing. So guess what? It devalues what they could be looking for. Okay, devalues each one of the letters. When you have too much letters coming in, it devalues it. So guess where they go? They go on the internet to do some research, and guess what they find? They find someone like me, right? They find the smart marketers, right? Because the smart marketers are not saying, "Give me your house." They're helping them first. They're helping them first by actually helping them, right? Without taking their house. And when they decide to give their house away, guess who they're going to give the house away to? The experts on the internet, of course, not the people sending the letters. That's why if you're sending letters and you notice you've been losing money, that's why. Because you're not closing any deals and you're sending all these letters, okay? So 7.5 response rate, it must be because your yellow letter is really, really attractive, and they open it and then they're so curious they call you. But you don't want curious people. You want serious prospects that are ready to sign over their house over to you, because the house is a pain in the butt for them, right? That you're looking for motivated sellers with distressed properties. That's what you're looking for. In order to find them, well, first of all, you need your pipeline coming in. You need your pipeline filled up with prospects, but you don't want to be overspending yourself out of the business. If you spend, 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 and you're not making money fast enough, you run out of business. You run out of money, right? And then you quit, like most people in the business, and you just quit and then you call it a day. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people calling you, you spending the lowest amount of money possible in marketing cost and being people calling you and actually ready to sign up. And there are ways you can do that in the digital age. It's called giving first. It's called leading with value. It's called helping them first before trying to taking their house away from them with a letter. All right. So if you want to know exactly how we use the internet to attract leads, quality leads that are ready to sign up, serious ones, not curious, but serious ones that are ready to sign up, you want to go to allatalks.com/mastermind and you want to reserve a seat in my free masterclass. And on that free masterclass, you'll learn the simple ways of attracting leads on the internet, spending the lowest amount of money possible. Actually, these are free leads, okay? Free leads, okay? Let's just call it what it is. Free traffic and free leads for life, okay? That's what you learn inside in that masterclass. And that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Share with your teammates, okay? More importantly, reserve your seat in the free masterclass. The link is in the description. If you're watching me on YouTube, if you're on iTunes, it's allatalks.com/mastermind. I look forward to connecting with you very, very soon. See you. Peace.